Would you just close your eyes and say, Father, give me eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to perceive what you're saying to me. Amen. I was pressed this afternoon to be reminded that God is preparing a prophetic church. And if you check out Isaiah 11, the seven spirits that rested on the Lord will be resting on his creation. Those that are his, those that are in submission. And he will have his way. The other piece to the puzzle that was brought up was that incorruption must be put on before immortality can break forth. And you say, well, what does that have to do with the apples for tonight? Galatians 2:20. So I'm going to take you to Galatians 2:20 in the Amplified. Galatians 2:20 in the Amplification. And we're going to break halfway through that verse for one word. And we'll tell you about it as we get there. St. Paul is saying, I have been crucified with Christ. In him I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ the Messiah lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith. I live by faith. And the press was to go to Hebrews 1. I'm sorry, Hebrews 11, 1. Hebrews 11, 1. Also in the Amplified. Because a lot of times, if we don't mix with faith what God has given us, we're going to be bound, in a sense, without pleasing our God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the assurance, the confirmation. I love this part. The title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real facts what is not revealed to the senses. So if you're depending on your natural senses, you're going to fail in the faith movement. Verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him. So now we go back to Galatians 2:20. He said, I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ, the Messiah, lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith. By adherence to and reliance on and complete trust in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. See, that's an awful big mouthful, but it's important that we develop that ability to believe what he said about us. And what we have already available to us if we choose to activate our faith. You say, well, I don't see anything, I don't feel anything, I don't get anything. Well, then you need to knock on the door of the one who can open you up and open me up. Because there are times that nothing comes. And I will say to the Lord, well, unless you give me something, I will go in blind faith. There are times that I have come out of there into this area without a word, without a thought, without any influx of any kind, knowing that he's going to open my mouth with something down the road.
Amen.
And I will listen, and I remember a few weeks ago, I did share with you guys that the Lord said the message was going to come through you people. And it did. It came through three individuals. There are other times he will come with visions to different individuals, and they will confirm what already have been shown. Why am I saying this? It's because that's what builds our faith. That's what reconstructs us from natural to spirit beings. Now, it's not that difficult to do the natural thing because you've been doing it since you're a baby.
Amen.
Okay. But doing the spiritual things involves a trust level that is going to cost you your brain. Did you ever try to figure out God? How far do you get?
Not very far.
Well, I've had people tell me, I don't understand you. Don't worry, I don't understand me either. There are times he will give me visions, just a little snap vision of something that I can open up and will bring healing. And I can remember in multiples of occasions, he'll give me a snap vision of something, and it's not for me, it's for somebody out there. So what I'm saying to you is obey what Christ in you is trying to get through to you. No matter what he tells you or opens you up to do, take faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, you can describe it, but you can't put it on a scale and weigh it. Because it's from the realm that's unseen. And as you continue to declare, and for me, one of the things he did in the past few years is to make me start declaring with my mouth about righteousness. Because the enemy was on my case. Who's the enemy? My soul, my mind, my will, my emotions. They're always fighting against my spirit. They're not happy about my obedience. I don't know about you, but how many of you have a soul that's kind of stubborn? Like this little mule over here. Doesn't want to do its job. It wants to rebel. It wants to go this way or that way. And the Lord reminded me of Romans 5:1. You're righteous by faith. Well, all right. How do I get there? I still don't feel righteous. He said, if you're trusting in feelings, you're going to fail. You're going to have to trust as you declare it. How did you get your salvations? Romans 10:9-10. Declare with your mouth and it will, if you believe it in your heart. Okay? That's faith. Now, if you have the formula for salvation, you can use the same formula for righteousness. So he showed me that I needed to put a couple of little post-its in my bathroom mirror as a reminder to declare it. How many of you brush your teeth in the morning? Thank you. Bathroom mirrors can be used for other things than by looking at the, well, whatever's in front of you. And you can put a little message there for your spirit man to declare, gee, Lord, I don't feel righteous this morning, but your word says I'm righteous. And I'm going to believe it for a change. Why for a change? Because you need a change and you need to activate your mouth in order for that which you are declaring for it to manifest. The Father declared through his Son, Jesus Christ, let there be light. Did he think about it for 3 months?
No.
He declared. Close your eyes right now. Say, Lord Jesus, my mouth can be used for good for a change. If I declare your word, and declare that I'm righteous, and start believing it in my heart, rather than what the darkness would say, I'll start feeling different, reacting different, and it will activate a little bit of war. But it won't change God's opinion. And it would be much wiser for me to declare that I'm righteous, because I say I live by faith. It's time for me to do it. I have been crucified with Christ. In him I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ the Messiah lives in me. Does the word Messiah bring any memories to you? What does the word Messiah mean? The anointed one? What else? The Christ, the anointed one. What else? What was he coming? Was he not coming as a savior to Israel? Yeah. Where is he living? Yeah. Has he got a few corners that he needs to save in you and me? Yes. He has not changed his nature. His nature is still salvation. The life I now live in the body, or in my body, I live by faith, by adherence and reliance on and complete trust in the Son of God, who loves me. Whoa, what a revelation. He loves me. Well, I don't love myself. Well, big deal. Might be change of time and change of mind time. Why don't you love yourself? If he loved you enough to allow his son to die on that cross to make you and me valuable and righteous, shouldn't we have a change of heart? Shouldn't we make that confession by choice that we are righteous because of what Jesus did for us? And you know what I learned? He will not bless a mess.
Amen.
He'll bless the righteous. The ones that are faithful to declare that they're righteous will start receiving blessings. You say, well, if you don't put any seeds in the ground, I'm talking about God. And his word is a seed of life. Mm-hmm. And it needs to activate from within you and out of your mouth. Oh, if you only knew how I feel in the morning. If you only knew how... Well, if I only knew, I've already tasted that, and it doesn't work that well.
Amen.
Does it? Do you ever hear somebody on the phone who's all upset, and they want your agreement? And you have to say, can't agree with you. And they get more upset. Amen?
Amen.
A few weeks ago, I had a phone call. Somebody was going through a crisis. I just don't want to live anymore. I just want to kill myself. I said, go ahead. We'll have peace. I didn't like it at all. I said, while you are delivering us from your torment, wouldn't you be a little bit sweeter if you changed your mind about yourself and got God's opinion? Well, if you only knew what I go through. I said, well, who said I didn't? I've got 75 years on you, kid. How old are you? Well, I'm 30-something. Really? You're just starting to realize that there's a God in heaven. Start declaring that he loves you. Well, he can't love me. Yes, he can. If you give him an opportunity to develop your faith and develop your confession. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes one more time. Say, I have been crucified with Christ. In him. And I have shared his crucifixion.
It is no longer I who live.
But Christ.
The Messiah. lives in me. Wow, what a revelation. And the life I now live, in this body, I live by faith, by adherence to, and reliance on, and complete trust in the Son of God, who loves me, whether I'm lovable or not. And he gave himself up for me. In fact, on a bad day, he loves me more.
Because I create a challenge for him. And he loves me more. More. And more. And more. Until he gets through to my thick brain. That he does love me. And he's not changing his mind. Hallelujah. That's what he's told me to tell you. So, God willing, it'll help to tweak a little bit of your emotions and not to trust those quite as much, but to trust the Son of God who lives in you. Amen. Share some hugs with each other. Give some grace to those at home, because some of them probably need lots of grace. Amen? And God willing, don't forget to make sure that you give Carrie and Pastor Yvonne and her husband a big hug, because we just might get to see them again. Who knows? Amen?